Have you experienced one of those friendships or relationships which seems capable of overcoming any adversity, whether you face time apart or not speaking, or you are at a great distance from each other, or you face different adversities in your relationship? You just seem to be able to stay friends or stay in that close relationship. I found over the last few weeks during this period of lockdown that different friends have made contact with me, some of whom I've not spoken to for several years. And it's so nice to see that those friendships are still as strong as ever, even with all that time and distance separating us. We've really come to the end of our study in 1 John this week with the daily devotions, but we've actually reached the climax, the crescendo of the book of 1 John. Let's look at just a few verses from chapter 5 of 1 John that will really see the central theme of 1 John and of the Christian faith as a whole. Look with me at verse 1 of chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And then let's see what that means in verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And then let's look finally at verse 11 and the start of verse 12. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. So, if you're a Christian, if your faith is in Christ, you're born of God, you overcome the world, and you have life in Christ. One of my heroes of the faith is John Calvin, and he wrote these words in a letter to a friend just a couple of weeks before he died. This is what he wrote to his friend. I draw my breath with difficulty, and every moment I am in expectation of breathing my last. It is enough that I live and die for Christ, who is to all his followers again, both in life and death. What powerful testimony. And Calvin could write that because he understood our union and communion with Christ. He understood union and communion with Christ. And what that means is, our union is that we are united to Christ. We're born of God and one with Christ. We share with Christ in his life, getting his righteousness and our obedience as our own. We share in his death. It's like we were nailed to the cross. Our sins were on him. And then because of that, we share in his resurrection life. So Christ is gained to us in life and in death because Christ gives us a life that transcends death. Our eternal life is something we have now in Christ and something that will go on into all eternity. And then our communion, that's our relationship, the closeness of our relationship with God, where we have his presence with us. And that's a gain to us now because we have him with us in times of peace and in times of affliction. We have him with us to give us peace. And as we stare death in the face, we have him with us and we have the knowledge that death is not the end for us because we have life in Christ. And then we have a communion that goes on into eternity. As I've said, we have life in Christ, communion and union with him now and forever. That transcends death. So we don't need to fear death because we have Christ now and we'll have Christ forever. And all of this, as we see in 1 John, comes through the life that we have in Christ. We're saved through faith, but it's not the strength of our faith which saves us. It's Christ that saves us. So, dear friends, if you're struggling with doubt and thinking that your faith is so weak at the moment, be encouraged because you're not saved on the basis of the strength of your faith, but you're saved in Christ. It's in Christ that we have new life. And so, let's look to him, the one with whom we have union and communion, the one from whom we have peace in the face of death, the one whom we have relationship with now, and for all eternity.